This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 116th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Odisha Parva 2024 program in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Odisha Parva is a flagship event conducted by Odia Samaj, a trust in New Delhi. Through it, they have been engaged in providing valuable support towards preservation and promotion of Odia heritage. Continuing with the tradition, this year Odisha Parva is being organized from the 22nd of this month till today. BJP, Bharatiya Janata Party led Mahayuti Alliance has swept the Maharashtra Assembly elections with an impressive mandate, while the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha led INDIA bloc has retained power in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of a total 288 seats, BJP has bagged 132 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 57 seats. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 41 seats. The Congress has won 16 seats, while NCP Sharad Pawar Group has bagged 10. Shiv Sena, UBT secured 20 seats and others have won 12. Speaking about government formation, Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde said that all constituent parties of the Mahayuti will discuss among themselves about the future course of action. In Jharkhand, out of a total of 81 seats, ruling JMMM has bagged 34 seats, while Congress won 16 seats. RJD won 4 seats, BJP won 21 seats, and others have won 6 seats. The INDIA bloc comprises JMM, Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal, and Communist Party of India, Marxist-Leninist. Newly elected MLAs of INDIA bloc will meet in Ranchi today to elect their leader. The meeting has been convened at official residence of Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Newly elected legislators of JMM, Congress, RJD and CPI-ML will attend the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the BJP's victory in Maharashtra Assembly polls is a win for good governance and development. Addressing the party workers at the BJP headquarters in Delhi, Mr. Modi said, "The poll result is a defeat of negative politics." He said people also showed their trust in BJP in the bi-polls held across several states. Mr. Modi also hit out at Congress, saying that the Congress party's sole focus is on the family, and a party that prioritizes family over citizens poses a significant threat to democracy. The government will hold an all-party meeting today ahead of winter session of parliament. The meeting will be presided over by Defense Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. The winter session will commence tomorrow and will continue till 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of parliament on 26th of November on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. In cricket, India were 275 for 1 against Australia on the third day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Perth, Australia at lunch break. Currently, visitors hold a strong lead of 321 runs. In tennis, N. Sriram Balaji and Ritwik Bollipalli have won men's doubles title at the ATP Challenger Tour in Italy. They defeated second-seeded French tennis player Theo Abrege and his Portuguese partner Francisco Cabral in the final yesterday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.